Dude, I don't know how fucking bonered I was last night. I think I kind of went on a boner bender. So I was watching I watched about 6 hours of pup play porn while I was recording files yesterday. I was recording for about, woke up at 4 a.m., kept recording until 12 p.m. So, you know, you do the math. I'm kind of stoned right now still. So I just finished that 6 hour session and I was like, I need to walk around. I need to get some fresh air. I need to just go buy some new clothes. Cause I hadn't done laundry in like a month. So because I've just been too busy masturbating. So I just have like a pile of clothes that I need to get in the wash someday. But I decided I'm just going to go buy new clothes because I'm too lazy to wash them right now. So I put on like a pair of short shorts cause I'm gay. And then a tank, because I like showing off my muscles when I go out in public. Really turns me on to show off my biceps. And it was warm enough outside. It was like dead of night almost. Store's about to close. I was walking over to Ross, and I was just walking around getting new clothes. Stole a pair of underwear. You know, don't tell no one. But you know, you just shove it in your pants. Then you got a pair of underwear. And then feeling the new underwear like got me really turned on. So my penis got erect. And then I was just walking around with the boner. You know, I'm 23 years old. Haven't come in 164 days. And I was just masturbating to porn just not too long ago. So of course I'm going to have like an erection when I walk around. But I have a really big dick. It's about 7.5 inches, really thick. So I was kind of struggling hiding my erection. And definitely the weed I had before didn't help. And the Viagra I took before I left to like let it kick in definitely did not help in that department. So I was walking around with the hormone field, drug field boner. And just walking around with it and just had a stolen pair of underwear. And then I come back and finish my bay. I go to sleep. I wake up, turn on the fireplace in the living room to warm up my penis. You know, I have my daily rituals I don't really talk about. Where I just put my penis next to the fireplace and just call like, just warm it up and just say like, hey, weenie roast and all that shit. And just be really immature about it. And when I was about to do that, I turned on the fireplace and I turned around and I found a drop dispenser, gravity dispenser. I bought it at Ross by accident, I guess, because I was watching so much fucking pup play porn and I was so fucking turned on that I thought like, oh, I have a puppy at home and I got it. And now I just have a dispenser and no, there's no price tag on it anymore. So I don't know. I just have this now, I guess. So I was really bonered last night. I was really just like fucking bonered and dumbed out. And I think it's cause I've just been making all the dumbing down files and been smoking a lot of weed, doing a lot of edibles, because it just gets me really fucking zoned out. I just love chilling out when I'm at home, you know, just, if you get drowsy, you just have a cup of coffee and then you just fucking keep masturbating. Or right now I've just been doing energy drinks and then that's been fucking making me even more fucking riled up to fucking watch some leather porn, to watch some twinks go at it, to watch some bears paw at each other. So I've been like really fucking bonered out these past few days and I think like I definitely had my boner bender last night. I don't know where I'm gonna go from here because I just took another Viagra and now I'm fucking got a big old fucking 7.5 inch donger sticking out of my pants. So we'll see what happens today too. But yeah, this file wasn't planned at all. I was just fucking so fucking bonered that I was doing some interesting life choices last night. But that's the price you pay with the masturbator lifestyle. You just fucking go with it, just fucking live it.